The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Something completely horrible happened over the weekend, and we have to talk about it. The mainstream media are silent right now. Literally not one media outlet, except for Fox News, has reported on this. A white couple and a single white guy got brutally and savagely attacked on Friday in Cincinnati. Now, you might be asking, Josh, bad things happen in the United States all the time. Why are we talking about this one? Part of the reason why is because we have the video of it all, and I'm going to show it right now. In the videos, it is not just one lone guy doing something bad, which of course happens all the time. There are horrible things that happen in Chicago every day, for example, where a criminal, you know, there's shootings all the time. Someone might rob them for money, or, you know, they might do something to harm people in order to get gain. In this, it's just a mob hurting people for fun. That's why it's so horrible. So let me just show you the videos first, and then we'll break down why it all happened. As a disclaimer for you, nobody dies in this. There's no blood. However, it is fairly violent. So with that, take a look. So that man is being curb stomped, and his wife or his girlfriend, we're not really sure, is there too, and she gets assaulted as well, and it goes really bad, really quick. So again, just to clarify, she is knocked out completely in that video. I know it looks like she's dead. She was able to get up, fortunately, and get medical attention. Like I said previously, there was actually a third man who was also assaulted, and we have a video of that as well. Take a look.
I got that too.
I am at a loss of words for these videos. Those people were punched and knocked out cold, like UFC style. They don't catch themselves when they fall. That's the tell, right? And they don't get up immediately. If you got punched by someone and you didn't get knocked out, you try to get up as quick as possible because you don't want to get punched again. And that doesn't happen in there. That is a full KO onto the concrete. And the cowards that hit them defensively. That man just in that video there was not engaged in the fight. He was hit from behind. He was not looking at the man who hit him. Again, I don't even know what to say about the fact that a grown man hit a woman and knocked her out cold. It's just despicable. So with that, here's what happened as far as we can tell so far. Again, we don't have many details because the legacy media have not put journalists on the ground to actually see it. There are some kind of citizen journalists that have been talking about what happened. So we're going to use, to the best of our abilities, what we have from them. The police chief did make a statement. And she said the following. She said, quote, "The behavior displayed is nothing short of cruel and absolutely unacceptable. Our investigative team is working diligently to identify every individual involved in causing harm. It's also important to clarify this was a sudden dispute between individuals following a verbal altercation." So again, the police are usually spot on. That's not the problem. The police chief usually is solid. Obviously, the policemen are great. In fact, there's some new reports coming out saying they may have actually found a lot of the people who did, you know, the assaults and the attacks, which is great. It's the Democrats in charge of Cincinnati that are the problem. A lot of people don't know this, but the mayor of Cincinnati is a Democrat, and every single city council member is endorsed by the Democrat Party. So there are no Republicans leading there. What happened, we believe, is that this was near a jazz festival in Cincinnati. It seems that those people were all attending it, the black individuals as well as the white individuals, and they got into some sort of altercation. It seems likely that the white people probably started that and said something fairly provocative or even racist, according to kind of what the chief of police is saying there. And that is why all the assaulters are black. It's not black and white on white. It's just black on white, probably because of the altercation that happened. Now, that's really all the details we have at this point. J.D. Vance, he is from Ohio, was actually asked about this, and he had very, very strong words for the assailants. Take a look.
And I hope every single one of those people who engage in violence is prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And they will be. They will be so long as law enforcement in the state of Ohio takes their job seriously. I know Dave Yost cares a lot about these things. But yeah, I actually, you're right. Bernie did send me a clip of this, and we talked a little bit about it. I don't know the full context. I don't know how the fight started. But the one part that I saw that was really gruesome is you had a grown man who sucker punched a middle-aged woman. And where I come from, at least, when you have a grown man who sucker punches a middle-aged woman, that person ought to go to jail for a very long time. And frankly, he's lucky there weren't some better people around because they would have handled it themselves. But if they're...
That's the key right there at the end. Where were the defenders? Where were the people to get in between the two parties and say, hey, stop this? How is there not a single person to do that? Instead, in the videos, what you're seeing is dozens of people have their phones out recording, which again, having one person recording is a good thing because you do need witnesses. I think it's important for citizen journalism. But when you have 15 people, it's clear that they're just doing it for their social media. And especially when they're cheering, which is horrible. Violence is just not okay. I don't understand how this is controversial at this point, especially if you go online right now, if you're seeing what Democrats are tweeting out, they're happy that this happened. They're not Democrats condemning this very much. And it has to be said still that violence is not okay. We have to agree on that. I don't care how messed up the country gets either from the right. A lot of people will say, oh, we got to go to civil war. Oh, we got to do this and that. Randomly assaulting people who are mean to you is just not okay. I just don't care. I don't care if it's on the left. I don't care if it's on the right. It does not matter to me. Those men that punched that lady unconscious should be in jail for the rest of their lives. I fully believe that. They are not fit to be in society. They lost their opportunity to walk around freely, 100%. Full stop, they're done. They don't get to come out ever. Punching a woman is unacceptable, and especially if she goes unconscious and hits the ground like that and does not move. I mean, she looks dead. She looks dead. The images in the video, they're horrifying. They're horrifying. I don't care what she said to you. It does not matter. You don't get to do that to people. So now zooming out, and looking at our political landscape, this story does get even more infuriating, really, especially when you see the reaction from Democrats. What happened, in essence, is three white middle-aged people were beaten almost to death in Ohio by a black crowd. That would be the headline. Let's change that phrase just a little bit, and let's change it to this. Three black middle-aged people were beaten almost to death in Ohio by a white crowd. Can you imagine, people? Think for a second. The country would be on fire right now. Billions of dollars of damages would be done in a 24-hour period. Cincinnati would be wiped off the map. We would get news story after news story on how violent and evil white people are. We know this. Everybody knows this. I don't care if you're left or right watching. Everybody knows that that is what would happen. But because white people were assaulted, it's fine to the media. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Here are the stats, by the way, on homicides in the U.S., if you're curious, because we're going to see people on the left fight back and say, oh, but all the crime is white on black. Actually, that's not true. What you see is black on black, approximately 90% of black homicide victims are killed by black offenders. 90%. White on white, around 81 to 83% of white homicide victims are killed by white offenders. If you look at interracial homicide, white victims killed by black offenders, black on white, there's about 560, we're not even in percentages now. It's so low that we got to go to individual cases. It's about 566 cases. Then white on black crime is half of that, 246 cases. So essentially that means that you're 2.3 times more likely to be killed by a black American if you are white, if that makes sense. And that is significant. I'm not saying it's not significant, but as we saw, 80% of the homicides are white on white for white Americans, and 90% of homicides are black on black for black Americans. So either way, we don't have a huge problem of races attacking each other in our country. It comes down to like a few hundred cases. And I'm sorry, statistically, that's just not very meaningful when you look at the level of violences that we see in cities like Chicago or New York or Memphis, etc. It doesn't matter as much, the interracial stuff. It's so small. So again, I know there's going to be some far right people who will seize this story, just like the leftists will seize this story. There are people on the far right who will seize the story and make it seem like black Americans are the problem. That's wrong too. It is. It's wrong. The real truth is that we need to look, and when I say black Americans are the problem, I'm talking about black on white crime. I think if black Americans have a problem with their crime rates, which they should look at other black Americans because that's what the stats show. But I'm simply talking about white homicides. Black people are just not the problem. It's white on white, actually. That's wrong. You know, you should not call out black Americans for something that just isn't happening. The real truth, though, is that we need to look at what causes violence and just end it. And there's a lot of things for that. We could talk about that forever. The other thing we need to do is hold the media accountable to actually tell the story equally. And next time there's some white on black crime story, because it does happen like about 240 times a year, and it blows the whole country up, we need to just say no. No, we're done with this. We're not allowing you to burn cities down because something bad happened. That doesn't give you permission to become a crazy, evil person that just burns down businesses that are likely in your community anyway. No, we're not going to just allow you to change the narrative because it's all about political theater, and we know that. We are sick of it. You don't need another productivity app, guys. You need results. Whether it is a packed weekend or a multi-day work trip, my partner Gray Ledger plans every detail. Meals, appointments, downtime, activities, and transportation, buffered and optimized. Uber, chauffeur, or family pickup, they coordinate life for you. If plans change, they adjust on the fly, and you stay on schedule without lifting a finger. Gray Ledger, guys, one number. Every detail handled. Go visit them at grayledger.carrd.co or head to the link in the description below. Ilhan Omar just straight up called you and all of her constituents stupid. She thinks you're stupid. Take a look.
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing, not just in Congress, but as Americans. And the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous things tells you that the dumbing of the United States has arrived, because how else do we get a Trump presidency again?
So this represents a really weird new wave of Somalians coming into our country and saying it sucks. It's all over the place. There's the guy running for mayor in Minneapolis. There's some people in Maine. There's this girl in Minnesota. And honestly, I'm sick of it. It's stupid. Go back to horrible Somalia if you hate it here so much. Really. In fact, she goes so far as to say we shouldn't be allowed to disagree with her. Those are her exact words in that video. You should not even be allowed to disagree. Literally in the same week as Ilhan Omar said this, another Somalian immigrant in Congress, her name is Mana Abdi, said she hated the U.S. Again, it's happening all over. Here's that.
So coming into the States, everything from the snow to, you know, the housing, the homes that we were all of a sudden occupying, everything was a shock, honestly. Every day was something new, and I'm like, oh my God, this is just getting worse. Yeah, so.
So what state did you guys learn, first of all?
Kansas.
Kansas City.
Of all places, yeah. It was like a boot camp for Maine, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's just like, right, like, I mean, anyone who lives in Maine knows Maine and has ever visited Kansas, they will know what I'm talking about. It's just a lot.
So first off, Kansas is great. I love Kansas. If you're from Kansas, comment down below. Secondly, you came from a flaming pile of cow you know what to the greatest nation on earth. That is just a fact. Show some respect and show some gratitude. Going back to Ilhan Omar for a second, here's the problem we face with her. She is wildly unpopular in America and even in her home state of Minnesota. I say home state because her home state is Somalia. And she even admits that. She doesn't even like Minnesota. But in any case, her home state of Minnesota. but she represents a district of all white liberal ladies and Somalians. So her statewide Minnesota approval rating is roughly negative 30, which is horrible, horrible. I mean, you're looking at like a, you know, between 30 and 35% approval rating, most likely. So the good news is she's not going to be able to come out of her district. She's not going to be able to run for Senate in Minnesota. She's not going to be able to run for president or anything like that. She's born in Somalia, so she wouldn't be able to run for president anyway. But she wouldn't even be a good VP candidate or anything like that. And that's the good news. However, in her own district, because it's all Somalians and white liberal ladies, she has a 60 to 70% approval rating among Democrats. So that's going to keep her as long as she wants to be there, unfortunately. However, the good news is we can just keep her there in Minnesota, and hopefully she can just be unhappy there. The progressive left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. If you haven't checked it out, you got to go look right now. I talk about some crazy, crazy stories. It's only $9.99 on Amazon. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.